from KQED.
Democrat Barbara Boxer appears to have decisively won a fourth term in the U.S. Senate. Rachel Dornhelm was in Hollywood with the Boxer campaign as the votes were tallied.
The nervous energy that had built in the room finally had an outlet when Barbara Boxer strode through a crowd of supporters and on up to the podium. Boxer said she knew the economy was at the top of voters' minds, and she would keep it at the top of hers.
Focusing on small businesses that create the jobs and extending tax breaks to companies who create jobs in America. I want to see the words "Made in America" again.
Later on, she sunk into a chair at the back of the emptying ballroom, savoring her victory and reflecting on what's to come with so many new Republican colleagues.
I've been in the minority where we barely had 41 Democrats. I remember that. I've been in the majority where we had 60. And believe me, it's a little easier for me when I'm one of 60, but I know how to work.
And she says back in Washington, she's prepared to work with Democrats, Republicans, and independents. Her Republican opponent in this race, Carly Fiorina, addressed her supporters at a ballroom in Irvine and told them she wasn't completely ready to concede.
On primary night, I promised that I would run a tireless, fearless campaign. And I want to tell all of you that you have run a tireless, fearless campaign as well. But just get prepared, we might not know for many, many more hours.
But some of Fiorina's supporters, like Jim Bieber, think just the fact the former Hewlett-Packard CEO ran a competitive race sends a strong message.
It should be noted that she's a rock-solid conservative on social issues, and she outdid Meg Whitman, who's a squishy liberal on social issues. And so the conventional wisdom, if you can't win California, if you're pro-life, is chucked out the window.
When Boxer heads back to Washington, she says she will also focus on education and immigration reform. She says she's very conscious of the many voters who wanted change and will be watching. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.